Mike, if Shane Vereen's able to return, how would that affect the running back rotation?
That's a great question. I'm hoping that he's able to return. I mean, we're going to see how that plays itself out. Obviously, the things he did before he got injured really helped our offense a great deal from a pass game perspective. And he also was running the ball quite well. So, obviously, we got to wait and see where he's going to be at physically. Hopefully, he's going to be there for us and certainly could be a weapon that could help us get back to where we need to be.
Mike, I'm kind of curious about something. You always preach next man up. You've had four different left guards, and I'm just wondering, what kind of effect has that had on Eric and Weston, who at times look like, you know, they're not as settled as they were maybe in the past?
Well, you know, continuity is very, very important. You hit the nail on the head. The communication, the calls, the anticipation, and there's no substitute for having a consistency, having the same guys on your left and on your right. And so it's been a challenge for those guys. I think it's a credit to those who have been given the opportunity that they've been able to step up and do some good things, and also really helps the development of Eric Flowers and Westy to try to get themselves to be able to compensate from a communication standpoint and be ready and help whoever's in there be able to be successful.
Mike, was Sunday the most frustrated you've seen Victor?
You know, it's hard to say. I really didn't have a lot to say to him, you know, after the game, other than you go around in the locker room, check to see how everybody is from a health standpoint. Did you come out of it in one piece? Obviously, no one's happy. Everyone's disappointed. Everyone's frustrated. So I really couldn't speculate as far as if he was any more disappointed than anybody else was in that locker room after a really disappointing and a tough loss.
I'm sure you saw his comments, and I know he spoke with Coach McAdoo. What did you make of all of that?
Well, I spoke with Victor as well. Had a very productive, very positive conversation. I have a history with the young man and have a great deal of respect for him. And, you know, he's made plays for us this year, and we anticipate him making plays for us in the future. You know, the week before it was Shep, I believe, that as far as the targets not being there, and this game happened to be Victor. And none of those things are by design. Sometimes it just plays out that way in terms of the quarterback read, or he might have been a primary receiver or number one read, but maybe the protection breaks down or some other things come about. So it's just unfortunate in terms of how that plays out, because obviously we need, you know, all our receivers and all of our offensive players on the perimeter to be able to win for us and be successful and be able to contribute.
Why hasn't he played in the slot more this year?
Well, you know, we try to cross-train guys as much as we can. And, you know, you got a guy like Sterling Shepard who's done a really good job inside and has been very productive on the inside. And one of the things is we've kind of had these type of conversations in terms of how we can kickstart things and how we can get more productivity offensively. It's about trying to move people around. So he's had some more opportunities recently. And we're constantly looking at that from a matchup standpoint, from a cover standpoint, to try to give those guys to put them in those best positions.
Mike, as much as you guys commit to the three receivers on the field together, would it be possible to also commit to involving all three of them? It just seems like that would stress a defense.
To a degree, absolutely. There's definite merit to your comment or your point as far as trying to get all those three involved. Sometimes the defense, though, can, I don't want to say dictate, I hate to give them too much credit, but Spags isn't in here yet, so I guess I can get away with it. But they can do things from a look standpoint where, particularly when they're going to commit extra players to Odell, for example, that can, you know, one or the other is going to get singled up and there could be a more advantageous opportunity for one over the other based upon alignment or based upon matchup. And so those are things we do look at. And, again, it's on the surface, definite merit, like I said, to what you pointed out, but sometimes based upon what we're seeing from a cover standpoint, it doesn't necessarily play. You know, one or the other is going to probably be in a better position, and based upon the concept, that's going to direct the quarterback where he's going to want to start.
Along those lines, how did you have a disparity that you had? Like, when Odell gets one target in the first half and 15 in the second, I mean, does Pittsburgh change something so drastically that, I mean, he's all of a sudden open? Because it looks that you guys are forcing the ball to him, that it's that big of a disparity.
Well, you know, it's talked about it throughout the year, mentioned it last week. You know, there's obviously good things that will happen when he gets the football, but obviously if we're turning the football over, if we're having penalties that negate 36 yards of gain and negate a 14-yard third and 14 conversion, If we have some of those tackles for loss, that is going to set everything back. And so it's, you know, we try to find ways that can obviously get the ball in the hands of the playmakers, but that isn't going to be exclusively for him. You'd like to have other guys have their opportunities and have their, you know, a step up and attempts at the plate, so to speak. But I think it's just kind of, it depends upon how we're being played and where the openings are and how it plays itself out.
Mike, how far is this offense from what you envisioned, given that since week 7, you're 30th?
Yeah, it's been disappointing. And the thing, when we look at, everyone wants to know why. Okay, why is the offense struggling? Why is there not the consistency? And rather than go through a litany of various reasons and mitigating circumstances, if we had to look at one thing that jumps out, it's ball security. You know, right now we're 28th in the league. We've got 21 turnovers. And it's hard to get a consistency, to get those snaps, to score points. It's hard to do, to distribute the ball, to get the run game going. You name it. If you're on the sideline without the ball, you can't do those things. And so it's things we've addressed. It's been a combination, whether it's the fumbles or the interceptions. But, you know, the most important thing we got to do, and certainly this week against this team, we got to take care of the football. And so in terms of just being unable to have that consistency, being unable to really have the offense that we all want to have and expect to have, I think that's really been something. And you go back through, as much as coaches, we're so locked into this week and the next opponent. But if we were to take a step back, I'm sure in the offseason looking at cut-ups, it's really going to jump out how, man, you know, we have a turnover the first play of the game, or, oh, here's a turnover when we're in the position to score points, to score a touchdown. So I think that's probably the biggest thing that when you talk about why we're not where we want to be, you know, that probably jumps out more than anything else.
Ben said,
Two more.
You know, we are who we are at this point. What makes you think 13 weeks or 13 games into the season that can change?
Well, I'm not sure. You said Ben said what now again?
After the game, you know, we asked him about the offense and the struggles, and he said, you know, we are what we are right now. I think that's where you guys are at after 12 games. Okay. What makes you believe that 13 weeks into the season it can get better?
Well, the thing I think it goes back to, first off, and it's a cliche, but it's true, the past doesn't equal the future, all right? Just because we've had inconsistencies, we've had the penalties, the turnovers, that doesn't mean that there's no magic wand, there's no force field, power force that's going to make that happen on Sunday night. You know, that future's in front of us, and that's where our focus is. And so I think if we can do the things as far as taking care of the football, if we can do the things where we don't have an explosive play or get a first down, and then all of a sudden there's a penalty that negates it. Some of those self-inflicted wounds, and I know everyone says that, and they know, you know, we certainly give the defense credit for things they're doing, but I think we have shown those flashes, we have had those runs, if you will, those drives, the first drive of Chicago, first drive of Cincinnati, when things are in a good groove. And I think it's just been those turnovers and those negative plays and those penalties that have nipped us and you know, shot ourselves in the foot, so to speak. And I think from a confidence standpoint, we really believe that we've had a great preparation, had a heck of a practice out there today, and the win in the elements was a lot of fun. And we're going to build upon the success we had this week and bring that preparation to Sunday night and know that the future, everything we want is in front of us. And there's no reason we can't eliminate those things and be the type of offense we want to be.
Steelers put that one of your receivers was tipping plays last week. Was there any merit to that? Did you guys think
of that? I don't read too much into those things. I think it's always easy after after the game to second guess or to comment. I mean, they did a heck of a job. All credit to them. You know, he made his comment before the game or after the game? So before the game, well, of course, we should have known that we were doing something. I blame Corey for not telling. No. Deflect. I wasn't aware of that. I know we're just to make sure to share with you guys, we're constantly in the mode of having somebody take a look at TV copies and all the little tells and verbal and so forth and some of the unusual words that have been reported that you hear Eli say at the line of scrimmage. I mean, there's a method to the madness. So I wasn't aware of that, but we are trying to do the things to try to keep the guys off balance as best we can.